This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Both prime cuts, the police in Louisville, Kentucky say at least 24 people were arrested from a protest in the city on Thursday. A statement says charges included unlawful assembly, failure to disperse, and riot in the first degree. Authorities allege the protesters broke windows at a restaurant, damaged city buses, and tried to set a fire and threw a flare into the street. Protests have broken out across the country following the announcement Wednesday that no officers were directly charged in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. The black woman was killed during a police raid in March. Police pulled back from the Louisville protest on Thursday night after negotiating an ending with demonstrators. The U.S. government has put the first black inmate to death since the Trump administration this year resumed federal executions after a nearly two-decade pause. 40-year-old Christopher Vialva was pronounced dead shortly before 7 p.m. EDT Thursday. He was convicted and sentenced to death in the slaying of a religious couple visiting Texas from Iowa when Vialva was 19. He is the seventh federal execution since July and the second this week. Five of the first six were white. It's a move critics argue was a political calculation to avoid uproar. The sixth was Navajo. Vialva's lawyer, Susan Otto, has said that race played a role in landing her client on death row in the 1999 killings. President Donald Trump's refusal to commit a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the November 3rd presidential election is drawing swift blowback from both parties in Congress. But Mr. Trump was unfazed, declaring anew on Thursday that he's not sure the election can be honest. Meanwhile, lawmakers are turning to unprecedented steps to ensure the president cannot ignore the vote of the people. This is VOA News. Several Midwestern states are reporting new spikes in coronavirus cases and expressing concerns about hospital space. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
There are new warnings about hospital capacity and 100 new COVID cases reported Wednesday, more than 100,000 infections since Missouri reopened in June, and Governor Mike Parson, a mask opponent, and his wife are among them. South Dakota has a new record high, 463 cases and 8 more deaths, despite Governor Kristi Noem declaring the virus had already peaked and promoted tourism in her state. Iowa schools sent hundreds of students home after coronavirus outbreaks. Montana, with a new record high, some 500 cases are linked to schools reopening. Meanwhile, Florida's governor's calling for a college student's bill of rights, denouncing university officials for disciplining students for attending large parties. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Health authorities in China, Eastern City, have found coronavirus contamination on some packages stored by a seafood importer after two of its handlers tested positive for the virus but displayed no symptoms. China stepped up checks on frozen food imports and banned those from some foreign meat processing plants amid the global pandemic. Thursday results came during a routine test of the company's staff, although none of the two affected men's 147 close contacts tested positive. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apologized Friday after the killing of a South Korea official near the rivals' disputed sea boundary, saying he's very sorry about the unexpected and unfortunate incident. On Thursday, South Korea accused North Korea of fatally shooting one of its public servants who was likely trying to defect, and then they burned his body after finding him on a floating object in North Korean waters earlier this week. South Korean officials condemned North Korea for what they called an atrocious act and pressed it to be punished and responsible. According to the North Korean message, North Korean troops first fired blanks at the man and didn't fully explain why he was there, rather than saying he's from South Korea. Then he showed moves to flee, prompting the North Korean troops to fire 10 more rounds. When the troops came near the man's floating object, they only found lots of blood on the floating object and the man was not seen. Turkey and some human rights groups accuse Greece of large-scale summary deportations of migrants without access to asylum procedures. A group of Afghan migrants says that after reaching the Greek island of Lesbos, authorities rounded them up and mistreated them and put them in life rafts and abandoned them at sea. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.